Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be studying the letter C. C says K. C says K. And that's what we're going to focus on today. We are going to have a lot of fun. I just want you to remember that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring or writing at the end, okay? Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your page. Write neatly so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, and I'm excited to be here with you today. When you are finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down because we don't need it for a while. We're going to be coloring first. All right. Now, at the top of your page, there are some objects and a picture. That's Kayla with her cat, and she's going on an adventure today. And we're going to be looking for objects in the picture that begin with the letter C and say K at the beginning. So let's start with Kayla. Does Kayla start with the letter C and make the K sound? Kayla, K, K, Kayla. Yes. It's true. All right, find a purple crayon, some kind of a purple crayon, and let's color her dress purple. So Kayla begins with the letter C. C, Kayla, K. C, Kayla, K. You try it. C, Kayla, K. Your turn. Good. C, Kayla, K. Kayla begins with the letter C. And that's what we're going to work on today. We're going to be finding some objects that begin with the letter C, like Kayla. I told you she's on an adventure today. Do you see where she's going? Have you ever been to one of those? Me neither. Maybe someday. All right, I'm almost finished coloring Kayla's dress, which makes me think you're almost finished coloring Kayla's dress. So let's put down our purple crayons in 5 seconds. Ready? Five, finished or not? Four, three, two, and one. All right. Let's see. Should we color Kayla's cap? Her cap, the baseball cap that she's wearing. Cap, cap. Yes, it begins with the letter C as well. Okay, let's find a pink crayon, boys and girls. Some kind of a pink crayon. And let's color the cap that she's wearing pink. Go ahead. So cap begins with the letter C, just like Kayla. C, cap, k. C, cap, k, 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 cap. It begins with the letter C, k, 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 cap. C, cap, k, C, Kayla, k. Kayla is wearing a cap, k, 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 cap. All right, I have almost finished coloring her cap, which makes me think you've almost finished coloring her cap. So I'll give you 6 seconds. To finish, and then finish or not, please put down your pink crayon. Six, five, four, three, two, and one. Should we color the bird in the sky? Does bird begin with the letter C? B, b, bird. Does it begin with the k sound? B, b. No, bird doesn't begin with the letter C. Should we color a cactus? K. Cactus. Yes, that begins with the letter C. Find your green crayon and let's color the largest cactus. There are three on your page, but let's color the largest one green, some kind of a green crayon. So cactus begins with the letter C. You can hear it. It says cactus. C, cactus, c. C, cactus, c. So we have Kayla, and her cap, and now there is a large cactus. She better be careful and not run into one of those on accident. That would hurt. So cactus, cap, Kayla. See Kayla, k. See cactus, k. See cap, k. All right. I'm finished coloring the large cactus. We're only going to color the large cactus to begin. And then will you find the smallest cactus? Where's the smallest cactus? Do you see it? Yes, it's right over there by the castle. Let's color the smallest cactus. Color it green. And tell me what letter cactus begins with. What's our letter? C. Very good. And what sound does C make? There you go. You've got it. See? Cactus. K. All right. So we colored the largest cactus and the smallest cactus. But we're going to leave the medium one alone. We're not going to color it. That's the part we have to follow the directions. You leave that one blank. All right. Let's put down our green crayons in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, do you think we should color the sun? Sun, does sun have the k sound at the beginning? Sun. No, we're not going to color the sun. What about cat? Cat. Yes, cat begins with the letter C and says k. Let's find our orange crayon, some kind of an orange crayon, and let's color our cat orange. Ready? This is Kayla's cat. Cat says k at the beginning. See cat k. See cat k. So if I think about everything so far, we've got, ready for this? See Kayla k. See Kayla k. See cap k. See cap k. See cactus k. See cactus k. And now we have see cat k. See cat k. So we have 4 items so far with the beginning C sound. See cap k. See Kayla k. See cat k. See cactus k. That's a lot of objects that begin with the letter C sound. Okay. I have almost finished coloring my cute cat. What about the word cute? Cute. Yes, that has the letter C sound at the beginning as well. Cute. You are cute. This cat is cute. I am cute. We are cute. This is cute. I need to stop. All right. Put your orange crayon down. Should we color the castle? Does castle begin with the letter C? Castle. Yes, it does. All right. Find your blue crayon. We're going to draw or color a blue castle. And it can be any kind of blue. Let's start coloring our castle. Castle begins with the letter C and says K at the beginning. C, castle. C, castle, k. What does C say? Yes, it says k. What does castle begin with? What letter does castle begin with? Yes, it begins with the letter C. C says k. C, castle, k. C, Kayla, k. C, cat, k. C, cap, k. C, cactus, k. These all begin with the letter C. All right. That's a lot of beginning sounds for the letter C. That's a lot of objects that begin with the letter C. Can you think of another one that's not in our picture that begins the same way as cat and cap and cactus and Kayla and castle? Can you think of another one? I have one in my head right now. Can you tell me if this word begins with the letter C? Cut. Cut. Yes, it does. Cut. Does this letter begin with the, or I'm sorry, does this word begin with the letter C? Blue. We're using our blue. No, it doesn't begin with the letter C. How about crayon? Crayon. Yes, that begins with the letter C. We're using our blue crayon. What about color? We are coloring. Does that begin with the letter C? Yes, it does. Okay, that's a big castle. Kayla went on an adventure to a castle. I'm finished coloring my castle, even though it's big. I colored my flag blue as well. So I'm going to give you 10 more seconds, and then I want you to put down your blue crayon. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, no more crayons. We're going to pick up our pencil, and we're going to practice some writing. Ready? Look at number 1 and go across. There are 3 C's in a row. That's the capital C. We're going to trace each one, say the letter and the sound. We're going to start at the top and go around. Ready? So we're on number 1. Start at the top of the letter, capital C, and go around. Ready? Go. C. K. Move over to the next one. We're still on number 1. Seek. Move over to the next one. Trace it. Seek. Move over. It's blank. We're still on number 1 and there's nothing there. I want you to write your own. Ready? Go. Capital C says K. Capital C says K. Move over. Do it again. Capital C says K. And then move over. We're on the last one. Go ahead and write it. We're still on number 1. Seek. All right. Now we're on number 2. There are 3 C's in a row again, but these ones are lowercase. Let's trace the lowercase C's. Ready? Go. Seek. Move over. Seek. Move over. Seek. Move over. We're still on number 2. There's nothing there. I want you to write it by yourself. Ready? Lowercase c. Seek. Move over. Do it again. Seek. Last time. Move over. Here we go. Seek. Okay, let's look at number 3. Boys and girls, look at all the letters on number 3. That's a lot of letters. I want you to look for the capital C's and circle them. Only the capital C's. Go ahead. Look for the capital C's and circle them. Capital C's are big and tall. Circle them. Find all the capital C's. Okay. How many did you find? Me too. I found 3 too. Okay. Now still on number 3, let's circle the lowercase C's. Just circle the lowercase C's on number 3. We're not circling anything we traced or anything we wrote by ourselves. We're just on number 3. The letters are already there for us, and we're circling the lowercase C's. Leave any other letters alone. How many lowercase C's did you circle? Me too. I circled 3. So we have 3 lowercase letters, 3 capital C letters, and they're all on number 3. Huh. Okay, look at number 4. You will see a row of pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture, and I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter C and says K. Ready? Let's look at number 4. Ready? Ice cream. Number 4. Ice cream. Does it begin with the K sound? Ice cream. No, it doesn't. Leave that one alone. The next picture is a picture of a cow. Does it begin with the K sound? Cow. Yes, it does. Cow. The next picture is a house. Does that begin with the letter C? House. No. Move over. That's a cowboy. Cowboy. What do you think? Does it begin with the K? Yes, it does. Cowboy. Next picture is an octopus. Octopus. Does it begin with the K sound? No, leave it alone. And the last picture is cupcake. Does that begin with the letter C? Cupcake. Yes, it does. So our three pictures are cow, cowboy, and cupcake. And we finished the whole activity, friends. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.